This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver just unveiled a new expo floor on top of its convention center downtown. Floor-to-ceiling windows offer views of the entire Front Range, something operators hope will attract more business to the facility and downtown in general. Richard Scharf is president and CEO of Visit Denver, who manages the venue.
So our visitors here at the conventions, they generate huge economic impact, they create jobs, and these visitors pay taxes that otherwise us residents would have to pay.
The project was years in the making and cost over $200 million. Space Command, which is headquartered in Colorado Springs, hit an important milestone today. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The head of U.S. Space Command, General James Dickinson, says the Combatant Command is now officially fully up and running. In making the argument to keep the headquarters at Peterson Space Force Base, Colorado leaders argued it would reach operational capability faster there rather than moving it to Alabama. Congressman Doug Lamborn says this milestone shows that Colorado Springs is the right location for the command and for the country's readiness. Senator John Hickenlooper praised those working at the command for the achievement, saying it will make the country safer. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado School of Mines football team plays for the NCAA Division II Football National Championship tomorrow. The top-ranked Ore Diggers take on Harding University. The game marks Mines' second straight appearance in the national title game. They're led by quarterback John Matoka, who set the all-time NCAA record in total career touchdowns earlier this season. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.